A reformatory work. Time is too short now to accomplish that which might have been done in past generations, but we can do much, even in these last days, to correct the existing evils in the education of youth. We are reformers. We desire that our children should study to the best advantage. In order that they may do this, employment should be given them which will call the muscles into exercise. Daily systematic labor should constitute a part of the education of the youth, even at this late period. Much can now be gained by connecting labor with our schools. In following this plan, the students will realize elasticity of spirit and vigor of thought, and will be able to accomplish more mental labor in a given time than they could be study alone. And they can leave school with their constitutions unimpaired and with strength and courage to persevere in any position in which the providence of God may place them. Because time is short, we should work with diligence and double energy. Our children may never enter college, but they can obtain an education in those essential branches which they can turn to a practical use, and which will give culture to the mind and call its powers into exercise. Very many youth who have gone through a college course have not obtained that true education that they can put to practical use. I appeal to our churches where there are schools, to appoint as teachers of the children and youth those who love the Lord Jesus Christ and who will make the Word of God the foundation of education. And they should teach the youth to keep themselves in health by obedience to the laws of right living. Teachers and pupils will derive mental and spiritual help from self-denial, by practicing the principles of health reform. They will surely find, as did Daniel and his companions, that blessings come from conforming the life to God's word. Watch and pray, is an injunction often repeated in the scriptures. In the lives of those who obey this injunction, there will be an undercurrent of happiness that will bless all with whom they are brought in contact. Those who are sour and cross in disposition will become sweet and gentle, those who are proud will become meek and lowly.